It's 4 a.m. at the Department of Transportation's maintenance bay off of Glacier Highway. Snow is falling, and four huge trucks are idling in the parking lot, ready to head out for the early shift. It's one of the first snowfalls of the season, and I get to live the dream of every truck-loving little kid. With my snow boots and thermos full of hot chocolate, I may be too excited.
Do you get a lot of people asking if they can go for rides?
No, we don't get a lot of requests.
That's Richard Asplund. He's letting me tag along for his morning shift with DOT's plow team.
Yeah, I have a daughter. No, there's no way I'd bring her out here.
I climb into the front seat of Asplund's truck. We set off into the early morning darkness. Eakin Drive is almost empty as we fall into a diagonal formation with the other three trucks. Last night, a brine truck pre-treated the roads. Now, each plow picks up the snow left over by the previous one, gradually pushing all of it onto the right shoulder in a flurry of white.
The snow's real light today, so as long as we're not going too fast, we shouldn't blast any mailboxes or garbage cans over. But if it's wet snow and there's a lot of it, it's a real hazard.
People's mailboxes just get blown over sometimes?
Oh yeah, they just ripped right off. If you forgot and just started driving, you would just rip them all off.
Ahead of us, graders work the intersections clearing berms. Asplund grew up on Prince of Wales Island. He came to Juneau 2 years ago from Petersburg. He got started as an equipment operator in the logging industry, but started working for DOT after the jobs dried up.
So there's really a lot going on at once. In addition to driving and watching where your other trucks are, you're also operating the plow level with this joystick?
Yes, and the belly blade and the sander.
Yes, it takes a lot of practice.
It does take some practice. Most of us have been riding equipment for a long time, so that helps.
Asplund says the biggest hazard for drivers comes when regular cars try to pass when they're plowing in formation. The trucks are heavy to begin with, and the extra winter equipment makes stopping quickly impossible.
So now we have this pickup coming up alongside of us again, and it's just more things I have to watch and be careful for. And he's not gaining anything, you know. If he would just stay back, he would be much better off.
We're driving slowly, but when the other drivers get between the trucks, it's stressful. Asplund points out the long tow plow attached to the back of the truck ahead of us.
So you can see that tow plow is pulled out sideways now. When he has to turn or pull it back in, it's going to lengthen out. It's going to swing back behind him. If that car's right up behind him, it'll smash the car, cause a wreck.
Drivers like Asplund work at least 7.5-hour days, 5 days a week. The rest of the year, Asplund is a foreman on DOT's chip sealing crew.
What do you like about this job?
It's always something different. You're always learning something. Do a lot of traveling. Yeah, there's a lot of things I like about it.
After a few hours, Asplund drops me back at the garage and immediately heads back out. He'll continue plowing until noon, when the next shift takes over. Southeast District Superintendent Scott Gray says Eagan Drive is the only priority level 1 road in Southeast Alaska. That designation has to do with traffic volume. It also means when snow falls, that's where the plow trucks head first. Gray tries to line up work schedules with the weather, but state budget cuts have limited overtime.
They go out and they work a shift in the morning, and then in the afternoon they're back at home. So it may snow again, so it's difficult for them because they can't go back out and take care of it again. They got to wait until their next shift.
For now, Juneau's plow team is short a full-time heavy equipment operator and a winter seasonal employee.
We do definitely feel it when we're not fully staffed.
As I drove home on freshly plowed roads that morning, I had a new respect for the folks who keep them clear. The team doesn't get a lot of attention, but they keep Alaska's capital running. In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.